This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Later today, inmates from the St. Clair County Jail will speak to high school students in East St. Louis. They will be sharing their life lessons, hoping to keep young people from going down the same path. It is organized by the 40 Days of Nonviolence and Beyond Initiative. On the line, founder and director of that initiative, Joe W. Lewis Jr. Joe, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, Megan.
First off, what is the 40 Days of Nonviolence and Beyond Initiative?
The 40 Days of Nonviolence and Beyond Initiative was originally launched in 2014 by a coalition of concerned citizens and civic organizations from East St. Louis community. The initiative promotes a culture of nonviolence that's offered 40 days of violence-free activities, and our focus is the interaction with law enforcement, mental health education, career paths, sports, and conflict resolution. The main goal, Megan, of the 40 Days of Nonviolence program is to encourage positive behaviors in our youth and young adults while also giving them a work environment and a deterrent of violence, and ultimately giving them a violence-free community through awareness, job creation. And the 40 Days of Nonviolence and Beyond is a nonviolence organization, a nonprofit organization that has had tremendous amount of sponsorship throughout the city and abroad. And we're just excited to be bringing the initiative once again back to the community in 2025.
What are the stories of the two inmates that will be speaking to these high school students today?
The stories of the two inmates, one will be a female and one will be a male. They both are 24 years and younger of age to interact and be more connected with the youth that they'll be speaking to. And the main thing we want them to talk about is making better choices in life for our students that they will be speaking with, and hopefully so that those students won't make some of the same decisions that the two inmates have made that has them incarcerated. That's the main story that I think that they are going to focus on, each one of them.
Why did they agree to speak to students?
Well, I think they are trying to do things spiritually and emotionally that help, even though that they're incarcerated. And one of the things that has been able to be a benefit for them, I think, is to share their stories so that students, adults, and people in general won't make the same decisions that they've made that has landed them incarcerated.
What's the reality for the teenagers that will be there listening today? What's life like? What are the risks for them?
Well, the entire initiative is to promote nonviolence. Throughout the initiative that started on January 25th and goes through March 5th is showing our young people and the young adults a lot of things. We've done it with healthy relationship, boundaries, dating in the workforce, dating in school, dating once you're an adult. We've had different presentations from career readiness, appearance, job skills, healthy relationships, financial education, all of the things that promote positiveness. So one of the things that we wanted to do was to show the students what happens and what can happen for making some bad decisions. And that's what the real reality life discussion will be starting today at noon at the Wyvetta Young Higher Learning Educational Center. Those students will get a chance to actually talk with two inmates that are currently in prison in St. Clair County. It will be, I think, a very intense and powerful conversation that young people will have with inmates that are currently incarcerated.
What are the track record for programs like this as far as really being a wake-up call for young people and diverting them from poor choices?
Well, I think our track record of doing the 40 Days of Nonviolence has been very beneficial. What we have seen in the weeks and months after the program has initiated is that crime has gone down, school behavior and interaction is better, and grades have gone up. We love the interaction and the partnership that we have with the school districts, with the city, with the United States Tennis Association, with the PGA, with NAMI, the National Alliance of Mental Illness. All of our partners have shown great resilience in continuing partnering with us because they have seen the benefits not only of the students but also the young adults.
Now, for these inmates who are speaking, does this help them in any way, you know, lessen their sentences that they're facing right now?
I'm not sure if it helps them on lessening their sentences, but I know it has to help them in their journey on the spiritual side and the emotional side, because they get to give back and they get to talk to young individuals that look like they once looked, because they probably both were in high school and middle school, and now they're incarcerated. So they are definitely going to show and share some of those experiences on what not to do, because we don't want any of the people that they're speaking with to end up incarcerated.
This is Joe W. Lewis Jr., founder and director of the 40 Days of Nonviolence and Beyond Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX.
Thank you, Megan. We truly appreciate the time and look forward to seeing everyone today at noon.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.